Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Fiqh 2. Book Shara'i'ul Islam, the Book of Salah. Teacher Sayyid Ibn Abbas Naqwi. Lesson number 1.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وبه نستعين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين اللهم وفقنا للتفهم والتفهيم بحق محمد وآله الطاهرين صلواتك عليهم أجمعين. Kitab al-Salat. So friends, once again, back to you guys after finishing Kitab al-Tahara. As I said, that the book which we started, Shara'i' al-Islam fi Masail al-Halal wal-Haram, which was written by al-Muhaqqiq al-Hilli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He mentions every topic that means the main topic in fiqh, because this book, Sharaya, is related to fiqh. So these topics which he mentions, he names them kitab. He says kitab al-tahara, the book of purity. Then he says kitab al-salat, meaning the book. It's the same book. Sharaya is a single book, and it has a number of books as per the number of topics, the number of bab, abwab, meaning the topics which are discussed in fiqh. So after finishing Kitab al-Tahara, here now we're going to start Kitab al-Salah, bihawlillahi ta'ala. If you remember, he said when he went on probably the first page of Kitab al-Tahara, he said وَيَعْتَمِدُ عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعَةِ أَرْكَانِ. That means the book, my book, Kitab al-Tahara, the book of purity, it has got four pillars. Similarly, in Kitab al-Salah, he says that if you want to know, and if we want to demonstrate for you what salat is, then it's necessary for us to tell you four pillars, to discuss four pillars for you. Alright, even in this book we're going to discuss four pillars. He says the first pillar is regarding a few introductory things. That means the first pillar is, he says, fil muqaddimat, that means preliminaries. And we're going to talk about Kitab al-Salah, first of all, in an introductory way. That means, what is Salat? What are the number? That means, what prayers they are, Salat, meaning prayers, of course. And what prayers they are obligatory, and which of them they are mustahab, they are recommended. A few of them they are wajib, a few of them they are recommended. And then amongst those which are wajib, how many of them are there? Are they seven? Are they nine? And when does the time for each prayer enter? Okay? So all these things, they are going to be discussed in the first muqaddimah. This preliminaries are known as al-muqaddimat, meaning preliminaries. Alright, now we've got a few of them over here in Kitab al-Salat. Okay, so let's start. It says Kitab al-Salat. وَالْعِلْمُ بِهَا, if you want to know what it is, يَسْتَدْعِي بَيَانُ أَرْبَعَةِ أَرْكَانِ. It's necessary for us to demonstrate four pillars. أَرْبَعَ, meaning four. أَرْكَان, pillar. أَرْكَان is the plural form for Rukn. Alright, Rukn, which is, that means something which is a pillar on which something That means it's necessary for something which is necessary is known as a rukn. Arkan is the plural for rukn. So he says, bayanu arba'ati arkan. It's necessary for us to demonstrate these four pillars. Okay, come on, let's start with the first one. He says, arruknu al-awwal, the first one of those, fil muqaddimat, in preliminaries. That means in a few introductory things. Okay, what's the first muqaddima? He says, wahiya sab'a. I'm going to mention seven muqaddimat. Seven introductory things. That means seven introductory topics. Okay, come on, mention for us the first one. He says, al-muqaddimatu al-ula, the first muqaddima. What is it all about? He says, fi a'dad as-salat, in counting the number of prayers. How many prayers do we have? How many kinds of prayers are there in Islam? So this is the first muqaddimah. It's about this. And which one of those they are wajib and which are mustahab? He says, وَالْمَفْرُوضُ مِنْهَا تِسْعَى. المفروض, as I've said, when we were discussing Kitab al-Tahara, مفروض, it means wajib. Fard, it's the other name for wajib. So he says, al-mafruḍ, meaning al-wajib minha. That means those salah, those prayers which are wajib, amongst all the prayers which are there in Islam, they are nine of them. The rest, they are mustahab. They are not wajib. They are not obligatory, all right? So he says, wal-mafruḍu minha tis'a. Okay, come on. Let us count those nine kinds of prayers which are obligatory, which are wajib. Come on, let us count. He says, Salatul Yawmi wal Layla, the prayer you pray during the day and at night. At night, what prayers do we pray? We pray Isha, we pray Maghrib and Isha. Okay, during the day, we pray the morning prayers, which is Fajr, and then the Dhuhr and Asr. So these two are, these three are the daily prayers, and the other two, they are prayed at night. That means after sunset. Okay. So these five of them, they are also known as as-salatul yawmiyya, meaning the daily prayers. Daily prayers, that means the prayers which you should pray during the 24-hour time, during a complete day, which is 24 hours. So they say yawmiyya, meaning daily, because most number of these prayers, they are daily prayers. And a few of them, they are at night. At two of them at night, during the day, and two of them at night. Okay, but they call it daily prayers. Daily, that means the prayers that you should pray during this 24-hour period. That means during a complete day. So this was the first one. Wal Jum'ah, that means the prayer for Jum'ah, Friday prayers, they are also wajib. They are also wajib. So it's obligatory to pray the Friday prayers. And now, even now, a few maraja, they say it's wajib. How? That means it's not wajib. But a few say that it's wajib takhiri. Takhiri, that means you've got an option to choose between Salat al-Dhuhr and Salat al-Jum'ah. Either you pray your Friday prayers or you pray your Dhuhr prayers on Friday. That's why a few maraji, probably most of them, they say that during this period, the period of occultation, the period of ghaiba, if you pray Salat al-Jum'ah, if you pray your Friday prayers, you need not pray your Dhuhr. Okay, but a few say no, you should take a precaution, you should also pray a dhuhr. So this is according to their views, but he says that it's wajib. Okay. Wal Eidain, Eidain, Eid meaning a feast. When is it a feast? When you don't fast. What's that day when it's obligatory for you not to fast? Is the first of Shawwal. That means the day after Ramadan, the first of Shawwal, after ending 30 days of fast, the first of Shawwal is an Eid. It's known as Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr. And similarly, the 10th of Zilhijjah is also a day where when you should not fast. It's the day of Eid. Okay, it's a day of feast. It's a feast for us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these two are known as Eidain. The first of Shawwal is known as Eid al-Fitr, and the 10th of Zilhijjah is known as Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Duha. Alright, so these two, they are known as Eidain. He says the prayers you pray during the prayers you pray on the day of Eid and on the day of these two Eid is also wajib. Okay. Now, then he says, Wal-Kusuf. Wal-Kusuf is the eclipse. Now, he says, Al-Kusuf, he means solar eclipse as well as the lunar eclipse. Okay? When there is an eclipse, salah, prayer, it becomes obligatory on us. Inshallah, we're going to discuss how to pray the prayers of Kusuf and how to pray the prayers of Kusuf. It's the same. And how to pray Salat al-Eidain, how to pray the Salah of these two feasts, and how to pray Salat al-Jum'ah, and how to pray the daily prayers. We're going to discuss them afterwards. So, Al-Kusuf, Wa-Zilzala, meaning the earthquake. The Salah which is obligatory to pray when there is an earthquake in your surroundings. See, it's obligatory to play salat for salat al-ayat. Wal ayat, that means other signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the signs of fear, like the earthquake itself, or like thunders or storms, heavy storms, which if a person sees, he gets scared. And lightning, heavy lightning, not the common one. When normally people, they don't get out of their house, and they are that means those fierce lightnings and storms. In those conditions, Salat al-Ayat, it becomes obligatory on us, obligatory on Muslimin. Okay, so this was another kind of prayer which was wajib. Okay, what's the other one? He says what tawaf. Tawaf meaning circumambulating around the Kaaba. He says the prayer you should perform after the tawaf, after you circumambulate around the Kaaba, this prayer is also obligatory. Okay. He says wal amwat, meaning salat al mayyit. Salat al mayyit is also obligatory. Now one more thing remaining. He says those prayers which actually they are not obligatory on a person, but a person makes them obligatory on himself. How? For example, if someone is severely ill and he takes another, meaning a vow that if he gets cured from this disease, he's going to pray, for example, Salat al-Layl. He's going to pray Salat al-Layl. Salat al-Layl is the night prayers. The night prayers which is mustahab. It's 11 raka'at. Inshallah, we're going to discuss. It's 11 raka'at and it's mustahab for a person to pray. And it's highly recommended. Salat al-Layl. Okay. So Salat al-Layl, it's mustahab, it's not obligatory. But the person, what did he say? He said that if I get well from this disease, if I get cured from this illness, I'm going to pray Salat al-Layl. Now, if he gets cured and he takes it and he says this because of Allah, that means it's for Allah, it's for seeking nearness to Allah, I'm going to pray this. If he takes this, woe. In this manner, then it's going to be obligatory on the person to pray Salat al-Layl. Before this day, it was mustahab. But now, when he said that tomorrow I'm going to pray, that means tomorrow it's going to become obligatory. And similarly, if a person takes an oath or a person pledges that if some if it gets away from me, that means if I get najah from this problem, and if this problem, if it's solved, then I'm gonna pray this prayer, a prayer which is mustahab. So he says it's gonna become obligatory on the person. Now, for example, if I say I'm gonna give $100 to a person, it's for the sake of Allah that I'm gonna give $100. If my child, he gets cured. Now, if the child gets cured, it's obligatory on you to give $100 to this faqir. Before this nadr, before this oath, or before this pledge, it was not obligatory on you. It was not obligatory on you to give $100 to this faqir, to this beggar. But now, since you've made this obligatory on yourself. So that's why he says, وَمَا يَلْتَزِمُهُ الْإِنسَانِ, those prayers which are mustahab, which are not obligatory, but a person makes them obligatory for him. How does he do that? He says, بِنَذْرٍ, by the means of vow, وَشِبْهِهِ, and those things which are like nadr. What are these two? What are those things which are like nadr? He says, al-ahad wal-yameen. Yameen meaning an oath. An ahad is a pledge. So a woe, a pledge, or an oath. If a person makes something obligatory on him, which was not obligatory before, by means of these three things, it's going to become obligatory on the person. Okay, so these are the nine prayers which are obligatory on a person. Okay. Now, what are the mustahab? What are recommended prayers? How many of them are there? He says, وَمَا عَدَى ذَٰلِكَ مَسْنُونٌ. Everything other than these prayers, other than these nine prayers which I mentioned, every prayer you pray is masnoon. It's not that every prayer you pray, but every prayer which has been narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, or Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Those prayers, they are masnoon, they are recommended, they are mustahab. Those prayers which Imam al-Sadiq salawatullahi alayhi has told us to pray. Like the prayer which people pray for the rain. For example, if there is not raining in some place and it's dry and they're not able, their farming is all wrapped up, then what prayer do they pray? They pray Salatul Istisqa. Istisqa meaning asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for rain. That he showers rain, that he rains his blessings. That means water from the sky, underground. So this is known as Al-Istisqa. So those prayers, or Salatul Layl, or those prayers which are mustahab, like the four raka'at which are prayed after, which are said after Maghrib, and eight raka'ats before Dhuhr, they are known as Nawafil. They've been narrated from Ahlul Bayt. Not Salat al-Taraweeh. When he says, وَمَا عَدَى ذَٰلِكَ مَسْنُونَ, it does not mean that every prayer is mustahab. Even Salat al-Taraweeh. No, Salat al-Taraweeh is not mustahab. But it's haram to pray. Why? Because this is something which has not been mentioned. Which has not been mentioned in our narrations. And which has not come to us by the means of Rasulullah or Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. So if someone prays it, that means if someone says Salat al-Taraweeh, meaning, what is he doing? He's teaching Allah how to obligate prayers on us. Or how to make things recommended. Because I'm giving something, I'm attributing something to Allah, which Allah has not said. Which He has not said. He did not ask us to pray Salat al-Taraweeh. And we are attributing this to Allah. How? When we say Salat al-Taraweeh, what do we say? We say Salat al-Taraweeh, yani, I'm praying the Salat al-Taraweeh, na'udhu billah, qurbatan ila Allah. Qurbatan ila, that means I'm praying this, I'm saying this for the sake of Allah, to seek nearness to Allah. And Allah did not ask us to seek nearness or to do this for His sake. He didn't say that. That means I'm attributing something to Allah which he did not say. So this is bid'ah. Alright, so when he says, وَمَا عَدَى ذَٰلِكَ مَسْنُونٌ, everything, every salah other than this, they, all of them, they are masnoon, meaning they are sunnah, they are mustahab, meaning which all those prayers which have been mentioned in Islam, which have been mentioned by the means of Quran or Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. So this is it. Okay. Now, as far as Salatul Yawm wal-layla, that means the daily prayers are concerned, he says they are five in number. He says, وَصَلَاتُ الْيَوْمِ وَالْلَيْلَةِ خَمْسٌ, those prayers which are prayed during the day and at night on an obligation, those five prayers, that means the morning prayers, Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha, these five, they are five in number. Okay. Then he says, وَهِيَ سَبْعَ عَشَرَ رَكَةٍ رَكْعَةً فِي الْحَضَرِ. It's written حَصْر in your books, probably even there it's written حَصْر. It's not صَاد, it's ضَاد. There is a nukta on it. حَضَر, it's not حَصْر, it's حَضَر. That means these daily prayers, they are 17 rak'at. 2 rak'at for morning prayers, 4 for dhuhr, then again 4 for Asr, and then 3 for Maghrib, and then 4 for Isha. 2 plus 4, 6, plus 4, 10, plus 3, 13, and plus 4, 17. So it equals 17 rak'ah when a person is in his hometown. When a person is there in his hometown, or he has taken a residence in some place for more than 10 days. Which we are going to discuss, inshallah, afterwards. Now, how is it possible? And when a person travels, it's because they say when a person travels to some other place which is not his hometown, therefore the person is known as a traveler. He is a musafir. A musafir is not allowed to pray the dhuhr and asr and isha four rak'at. These three are four rak'at, right? Dhuhr, asr, and isha. He says, when a person is a traveler, he's going to pray all those prayers which are four rak'at, he's going to pray them two rak'at. That means when a person is a traveler, he's going to pray two rak'at for dhuhr, two rak'at for asr, and two rak'at for isha. When a person is in his hometown, he's going to pray four and four. But no, when he's a traveler, he's going to pray two and two. And these two are going to remain two and three. That means morning and maghrib. They're going to remain two and three. All right. Now, if a person is a traveler and he takes a residence in some other place, which is not his hometown, place where he traveled to, if he takes a residence for more than 10 days, there the person is not going to pray qasr. Is not going to pray two rak'ah. There, the hukum is going to be same as he used to pray in his hometown. We're going to discuss this, inshallah. He says, وَهِيَ سَبْعَ عَشَرَ رَكَعَةً فِي الْحَضَرِ, when he's in his hometown, or when he's taken a residence for 10 days in some other place, in some other city. For example, I live in Najaf. Now, all those prayers which I'm going to pray in Najaf, they're going to be 17 in number. That means two for the morning prayers, four for dhuhr and asr, three for maghrib, and four for isha. All right. Now, if I travel from here to, for example, Kadhiman or Samarra, the burial place of Imam al-Hadi salamullahi alayhi and Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. Now, if I travel from here to Samarra, then Samarra is not my hometown. So I'm going to pray Salat al-Qasr. Qasr meaning I'm going to omit two rak'at from those which are four rak'at. That means I'm going to pray two rak'at for Dhuhr and Asr and Isha. Two for Dhuhr, two for Asr, and two for Isha. Alright, now if I go to Samarra and I stay there for 12 days, or I stay there for 10 days, what am I going to do? He says, you're going to pray four rak'at for dhuhr, four rak'at, the way you do in Najaf. 4 for Dhuhr, 4 for Asr, and 4 for Isha. As-subhu raka'atan, that means the prayer for subh, the morning prayers, is 2 raka'at. Wal-maghrib 3 raka'at. And maghrib 3 raka'atin. Maghrib is 3 raka'at. Wa kullu wahidatin min al-bawaqi 4. Did I say that we've got 5 of them? Morning and Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib and Isha. He says morning is 2 raka'at. Maghrib is 3 and the rest 3. The remaining, all of them, they are 4. He says, وَكُلُّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنَ الْبَوَاقِي, and all of the remaining 3 prayers, 4, they are 4 raka'at. Okay, so this was when if a person was a traveler. What if the person is not a traveler? If he's staying in his hometown, how should we pray? He says, وَيَسْقُطُ مِنْ كُلِّ رُبَعِيَّةٍ فِي السَّفَرِ رَكَعَتَانِ. He says, 2 raka'at are going to be omitted from every 4 raka'at of these 3 prayers. These 3 prayers, Dhuhr, Asr, and Isha. He says, 2 raka'at from each of them, the last two raka'at, they are going to be omitted. That means you're going to pray them like your morning prayers, but the intention is going to differ. Alright, the niyyah is going to differ. But you're going to pray them like your morning prayers, the way you pray your morning prayers. So this was it. Okay. Now these are the 5 daily prayers which a person should pray. Now along with these 5 prayers, we've got something else that should be prayed during the day. And there are a few narrations that state that a person, he might miss a few things. That means when a person is praying, he should concentrate towards Allah, and he should concentrate towards what he is saying and in what state he is. He is in the state of Salah. That means he is praying and he is talking to his Almighty God. Alright, so this is something really tough, and that's why we see in Riwayat then when it's mentioned about Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba alayhi salam, our second Imam, when he used to reach the gate of a mosque, he used to say, Ilahi, dhaifuka bibabik. O Allah, your guest is at your house, is at your door. So please give him the permission to enter your house. Because a mosque is the house of Allah. So he used to say, Ilahi, dhaifuka bibabik. Your guest is there at your house, is right now present at your door. And they say when he used to stand for prayers, and even before that, when he used to say his adhan and iqamah, at that very point, his face used to turn yellowish. So this was the state, because he knew the actual ma'rifah, the actual knowledge of Allah. That means he knew who he is talking to. Alright? So a few riwayat, they say, because a person is sometimes his mind, it goes here and there. And sometimes he, undeliberately, that means unintentionally, he misses something from the prayers. So they say there are a few prayers which are known as nawafil. They are mustahab. These prayers, they fill up those empty pots. Alright, they fill up, for example, Salat al-Maghrib, it has got 100 grades. Whosoever completely prays this Salah, Salat al-Maghrib, he's going to be given 100 points. Alright, for example, 100 thawab. So he's going to be given 100 points. Now, if Amir al-Mu'mineen, salawatullahi alayhi, if he prays, he's going to be given 110 points. Okay, but if we pray, how are we going to pray it? When we pray it, we don't know who Allah is. That means we don't know actually who He is. Unless we learn by the means of Quran and the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Now if we pray Salat al-Maghrib, the same Salat al-Maghrib, for which Amir al-Mu'mineen was given 110 points, if we pray the same prayer, we're going to be given 15 points, 20 points. Okay? We're going to be given 20 points. Instead of those 100. So Ahl al-Bayt, what has been narrated from them, salawatullahi alayhim, they say that you pray your salah, when you pray your salah, there are a few prayers which are known as nawafil. If you pray them along with your salah, it's going to fulfill that empty place, that place when you were not concentrating towards Allah, or the place which you missed unintentionally, or any other point when you did a mistake in your daily prayers. Those mistakes, they are gonna be filled by the means of these nawafil. So they are known as nawafil. They are known as nawafil, and they are 34 in number. All of them, they are mustahab. Okay, all of them, they are mustahab. So 34 of these prayers, which are prayed during the day, which are recommended to be prayed during the day, these 34 plus 17 which are wajib equals how much? It equals 50, if you say 51, alright, 51 things, 51 raka'at. 17 which are obligatory, the daily prayers, Maghrib, Isha, and Fajr, and Dhuhr, and Asr. 34 of them are nawafil, which are mustahab, they are not obligatory. 34 plus 17 equals 51. And here I should narrate a hadith from Imam Hassan. He mentions five signs of a believer, of an actual believer. And I'm going to mention two of them. Alright? He mentions five signs of, because the rest three, they might require a bit tawdih, explanation and demonstration, so I'm going to leave it to for the next lesson, inshallah. I'm going to mention this. So a mu'min has got five signs. The first one is that he goes for ziyarat al-imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Arba'een. That means on the 40th day after Ashura. That means on the 20th of Safar, he goes for ziyarah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. This is one of the signs of mu'min. And the second sign is, that a mu'min, he daily prays 51 raka'at. 51 raka'at, he daily prays it. What are these 51 raka'at? 17 plus 34. 17 are those which are obligatory, and 34 are those which are mustahab. So the rest, insha'Allah, we're going to mention and discuss in the next lesson. هذا وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.